Good week, everyone.
Later.
This is Full Spectrum Cycling. You are now hearing the show 251.
Yeah.
In the podcast MKE studio here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We got Tony.
Yeah, I'm right here.
We got JK doing a little pit rubbing over there.
Yeah.
Which camera's recording? Or all?
Hopefully that one right there. How's it going?
Hi.
And if not, I don't know.
Hi.
Maybe that one or that one?
Well, these always record, but I don't have them set up for backup like I did last week. We got to get, so I'm, you know how big I am on backup stuff.
Wee.
So here's backup. Backup on there. Backup over there. Well, at least we'll get audio. I'm curious whether if, you know, this is the wireless lapel kind of things. They do pretty well to pick it up from here too, though.
Dave lapel?
And it goes directly into the camera through the gizmo on top of the camera.
Look at that.
So if it's good enough for some people, maybe they'd be like, well, I don't have to go through all this and all this.
When I could just do these, that.
When I could just do that. Of course, you can't get any callers in or anything and such. And you would have to maybe have a speaker. Do you remember when we were doing Weekly Dose with the speaker in the middle of the desk when we'd have call-in people?
Oh, yes. But Cisco systems.
Yeah, those were the good old days back then.
That little hub in the middle.
Yeah, we had an orb.
Oh, man.
Good stuff back then, yeah. That was how we tried to do it.
And more nostalgia lane.
I think we used a boom bot at one point.
I think so.
On a box. Yeah.
Boombotics?
Yeah, that was like, and we had it mic'd because that was our call-in person was on the boombot.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, I think it was when the boombot pro and the bass came out.
Yeah.
Which at the time were,
you could set the bass, right, the triangle?
I think I still have the bass. It was the
pyramid one? Those things were garbage.
Yeah, but it charged your thing. That was the only good point.
It had no bass.
I thought that was
But I think it did a worldwide kill switch of like anything boom. No, I take that back. I do have a pro that I will still use on occasion.
I thought they were great at the time.
Oh yeah. But I
until the USB port failed, like they all did.
Mm-hmm.
I told you what I did for one.
Did you replace the port?
No, I cut apart the Boombotics and I put in what's called a Red Stick, which is a Arduino computer on a stick.
Oh, right on.
And then I used it to make a light activated theremin. So during the River West 24, when bikes came towards me with their light, it would change the sounds.
Oh, that sounds kind of fun.
Still have it. It's pretty fun.
Right on.
Much of the
bring it out of the closet for the next one.
Oh, it's coming up quick.
Yeah, what is it? Not
May
3 weeks?
Is coming up quick.
Couple of weeks away?
Yep.
That's over at the Garden Park Black Husky, right?
Sleeping out.
I note that you noted that there's a $34 entry fee this year.
There's a new fee this year.
Mm-hmm.
$10 more.
When I threw it up on the show notes a couple of weeks ago, that's why I put River West 34.
Was that your hand?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out, where did this mystery hand
why
come from?
And
now the funny post on their website is like, well, I'm glad I budgeted an extra 10 hours of riding.
Yeah. Indeed, yeah.
34 hours. You get $1 an hour. That's not a bad deal,
right?
So this weekend was we had Brett and Hunter on a couple weeks ago. We did their Tony and I did
the Green Mile event
on 420 this Saturday. Boy, that was fun.
I had a great time. It was cold, but I had proper gear.
Yeah, you had to go a little long.
Longer. I had to go pretty long.
Tony and I did checkpoints. So
where was your checkpoint?
Hubbard Park at the bottom of the hill by the, you know, where the two tunnels are.
You got lucky. I thought you had Humboldt Park.
Oh, that
so
would have been
you
even
just had to go to Shorewood.
That would have been even further than
no
you.
No wonder why you beat me back to
well,
the checkpoint.
Well,
you were down by Boone.
I was at Boone and Crockett.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So here's what I had. I had to give these to either everybody on the
tube.
Yeah, you put your doobie in there, hey?
Yes.
Tube. So anybody that was on the THC side got one of these. Otherwise, they had to get their manifest signed. So everyone that was doing the event came by, which was 40.
Nice. Cool.
45. There was quite a few peoples. There was many peoples. Oh, geez. It's Nate. Oh, geez.
Oh, geez. Calling in already?
I don't know. No, he's, I don't know what he wants to do. Oh. It's our buddy over there from the Cannabis Collective.
Oh, Nate.
In the other building. Anyway, yeah, Green Mile was it was a blast.
It was.
His ears were burning.
There were some serious riders out there too.
Yeah, I stopped.
The map planning was impressive.
I stopped in.
That's the key to an alley cat.
By the launch, and
yeah, you must have rolled by for about 3 minutes, and then
pretty much.
Have you seen this thing? It's boing, looking a dongle. It's looking at boing, me. It's going.
I had my Record Store Day alley cat to run.
Yeah.
So
cool.
What'd you get?
The Devil's Angels soundtrack, Roger Corman film.
I have made a nice thing for the headline picture out of that album cover.
So. And I got two acknowledgments. The only two acknowledgments I got about posting it today was from Von Munz and Johnny Z. I was like, okay, this is good company.
That works.
Is good acknowledgement company. I'm digging that.
So who's your advocate over there at MSC?
I don't know. I spread myself thin.
Right on. Should probably become
fingers in every
probably pie. Become a guitar smasher, so you can be like,
yeah, right,
yeah,
really grease the wheels,
yeah, why grease not? The wheels of audio.
My tax returns just came back, so
there you go.
There's a little flush money when fundraising drive comes up kind of soon.
Pays for itself.
I was thinking the wave of the future is some VJs down there at WMSC. Got to do the video DJ thing. They could live stream every day.
Could totally.
People
live
stream. Would like be in on that stuff.
Or hey. Or most of them would go fuck that.
Very possibly, yeah. Very possibly.
Who's that?
So Tony boogied from the after party at Uptowner, which was fun. Interesting band, kind of a reggae jazz band, sort of
a
interesting is a great way to describe them.
I was hoping they would have a different band.
I was expecting at any moment Dr. Sushi was going to walk out.
Oh, Lordy.
It wasn't that,
what's
like
his face? I don't know. I have no idea how to pronounce it. Talakok.
I don't know.
He's one of the three that was in the in the band. I've seen him. He was over at Pedro's or La Casino del Sur for their launching of tacos and tequilas.
So while they were doing the awards, Carrie won first place, by the way.
Excellent.
And the other two were long hairs, too. Everybody was a long hair.
I saw that picture. Everyone's long hair.
Long hair.
Long hair, tall tomatoes.
Damn long haired people.
So, but this was a part of our thank you for being a volunteer, and it is to Tony and Greg.
Not me.
A lot from, Kind Oasis.
Where is Kind Oasis?
They're somewhere in.
Over by my Fishers.
Yeah, somewhere on the east side.
Okay.
But there's, let's see what's in here.
What's in there?
First of all, let's go through this because Ayla, it's almost like Christmas.
Ayla made certain that I got part of this.
Yeah, I'm making certain you get part of it.
Oh, okay, well, we're each getting one of these.
So we're
cool.
So we're getting these. These cool. are obviously cool.
Thank you, Kind Oasis. Wait, THC Seltzers. That sounds interesting.
We got some incest here, I think. Oh, no, we might have to split that one.
Is that Nag Champa?
No.
You got your.
Oh, similar. Very
you got
similar.
Your Delta 9
THC
gummies.
Look at that.
Delta 9.
15 count.
These are vegan gummies.
Come on. Oh, so they don't have gelatin in them. Okay. I'm like,
I don't know.
All right, vegans.
Pectin?
We got.
Because I didn't realize that vegan or gelatin contains horse hoofs.
We got 41420 lighters. Oh, look at that. Lighter.
Lighters.
We got stickers. Stickers, more stickers.
Oh, hey, wait, these might be legit. These are legit Bic lighters.
That's the. You can't have a lighter that's not a Bic.
Not right, but you never be. Yeah.
Do you want to gargle with this low dose, fast acting syrup?
What?
No. Oh, God, that sounds scary.
More Delta
9
syrup?
So it's a Delta 9 cough syrup? Or is it just a you're going to get high drinking this?
Yeah,
syrup?
I don't know. And then this thing right here, this green one.
That's for
there
you.
Was only one of them, and Kim's like, I need a new water bottle. So that's why it's in front
going
of my
JK.
take that home to Kim.
This is going on my cargo bike.
Get that bag out of here. Yeah, so the very nice recognition of our sort of participation.
It was
in the
fun.
Event. Yeah.
I ended up buying a 4-pack and having two of them sitting around, and let me tell you, that boat launch has a lot of creepy traffic.
Yeah, I think it's sort of a handoff zone or something.
It's something weird. There was a lot of
Yeah, Polisia do hang out there on quite occasion.
I wanted to eat lunch there the other day, and I'm like, I can't go in there. There's a bunch of weirdo cars.
It was very bizarre, and a lot of out-of-state plates. Like, what's going on here? Why do people know to stop here?
Because it's kind of out of the way. Yeah, but it's really close to the breezeway and stuff.
And down the river.
Yeah, you could come in a boat.
If you haven't ridden by boating. There, yes. If you haven't ridden by there midday, there is a guy with a collection of Synchro VW buses, like four of them that he must work at the boat area. But he had a panel van version with a roof, raised roof. He had a regular camper version with the Westphalia. And then he had a regular Synchro panel van, which I've never seen in my life. And the guy is obviously a VW Synchro nut.
Mm-hmm. Does he store them inside Skipper Buds or
something? I wonder, but there's always, if you go there during the week, there's always one of them parked next to that marina area.
Yeah, there's Hanson's right along that, right there. And then the Milwaukee Kayak Company.
That weird lot. The panel version with the raised roof. Seriously badass.
Nice. Hey, you know what else is down on the water down there? Not right there. Different, but Lake Express.
Mm-hmm. Ah, it is.
I believe they're running again, but Friday, that'd be tomorrow, they do the bring in a serviceable bike and get a round trip ticket on the old Lake Express.
Steal. It's a steal, people.
I'm wondering if that bike that was lying in the middle of the road the other day would put some air on the tire. Shifter.
We're trying.
It's probably stolen. I'd feel bad about that. You
think?
Well, it's going back to the circulation.
In the middle of the street.
Maybe somebody abandoned it. It's going to dream bikes.
It's going to get wenched over, and then it'll be on the floor.
Greg, there's stickers on the floor. I think you dropped some stickers.
Oh, those look cool, too.
Yeah, I know. Hold on, radio listeners.
It's not like you're throwing it into a landfill or anything.
Those are cool. All right, I'm taking that sticker.
Good to see that. I don't know. Is that some kind of restaurant? I'm not even sure what that is.
I think it's the same logo as Kind Oasis. It is.
Oh, there you go. My daughter is trying to get my wife to try stuff from Kind Oasis, saying that it's not really cannabis, but it kind of is. You might want to try it, Ma. So, yeah, we'll get her some gummies. Gummies are good.
It's not my bad
mom. My mom did.
Gummies?
Yeah.
Right on.
She's done the THC therapies for pains.
So, yeah, I don't know. I need to find a bike for this thing, or I'm not going to get my free ticky.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence. I am on the fence.
On the fence.
Yeah. I think I do have a rig that I could sacrifice.
I was thinking about that stupid Wu-Tang bike isn't going anywhere. People are just
People
are just not biting on it. I'm like, I want bikes out of here. Go away but with that one.
That bike's more expensive than just buying a fucking round trip.
I shit you not. There was a Pugsley. Somebody brought in damn Pugsley.
But somebody would get a kick-ass bike, though, too.
I was like, whoa.
You're not even...
But would they even appreciate or know what it is?
Okay, wait. Guess what? You're not even really supposed to use your ticket. Hmm? You're supposed to just give them the bike at the ticket and then never redeem it.
Who said that?
Oh, I don't know.
I've done that twice.
Yeah. No, we've all done that. But I say, well, we talk about this on the show all the time, so I figure they're paying us for our... pimping their wares kind of thing. Guess what was voted number one high school in Wisconsin?
Pi Chi XI?
No.
Pope's? No. Wait. Nickelbag?
Nope. Nicolay's not even in the top 10. Whitefish Bay, dag nabbit.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you went to.
I went to Shorewood.
Oh, did you?
My boy and my girl went to the Whitefish Bay there. What? U.S. News and World Report. So you know it's good stuff.
My daughter decided she's going to go to UB Milwaukee.
That's what you said. Kind of happy. My boy's going there. JK explained to us this UWM Bike Expo May 1st, Bates Plaza.
Yeah, what is that? I saw a flyer.
Same here. That's what piqued my interest. The UWM Rec Department, part of the student union.
I know that lady very well.
They're doing
her computer.
It looks like it's kind of like a bike swap, bike sale, free tune-ups, and you know, I guess local vendors selling some wares.
But that's like a Wednesday or something.
It's Spades Plaza, so it's, of course, it's going to be middle of the week, so people can come to Spades Plaza.
I don't know what Spades Plaza is.
Oh, it's the center area of between the union, the library, Bolton, and Tech School of the Arts.
Yes. Where the long line was for the Eclipse classes.
Yes. Exactly.
Gotcha. Wouldn't have known, but yes. Yes.
And you can go inside to the Taco Bell Express and get a fully Gordo-loaded soft taco.
So, okay.
In there with you.
This is for the boy because his his meal plan, he had to kind of pick a meal plan, and he gets X number of dollars. First of all, you can eat all you want at the normal, you know, dorm or wherever the
cafeteria
is.
Oh, the cafeteria thing, yeah.
But
he
gets extra dollars to use at any place. They're called gold bucks or something.
Yeah.
So besides Taco Bell, what else is on campus that you could use those at?
The Union.
Burger King. The
Burger King, Gasthouse.
Pacific Wraps.
Pacific, don't do that.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they used to be so good.
Is there a Starbucks or other coffee?
Coffee.
There's coffee, Altera.
Yeah.
Coffee. All right, so that it seems like a
deal. And other ones, like, I think even Oakland Eros and Shawarma House and Sal's Pizza
but
in
I will,
the area
you,
will take on it or
you,
honor
You should
money.
Express to him that the Union Station on the first floor of the Union, I highly recommend the Indian food because it's all cooked by Indian students, and it's good. The butter chicken has got a kick to it that is worthy of ordering.
Awesome.
So, and reasonably priced, all things considered. My daughter's also going to be in the dorms.
I don't know where he's going
to
end up yet.
So, Cleon's going to go to the dorm, she said. That's what she decided.
I would have said, stay at home. It's 2 miles away.
That's what I suggested, too. But you want them to have that experience.
As long as he can pay for it, I'm all for it.
And the benefit for me is I'm turning her bedroom into my stereo room.
That is a good benefit. Because that's a big room.
17 by 20, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in a big, I got to find a Maxell chair. You know what I'm talking about? The commercial?
The Maxell. So you need to get some Heresy speakers.
Right. And just be like,
And the cops moved out of the basement of West Tower.
Well, yeah, because they're moving to
Norris.
There
ain't no cops in the dorms no more.
Right. Well, they're in Northwest Quad.
There were cops in the dorms when I went there.
They're
cops in
the dorms. They're almost finished with the old Norris Health Rehab. Since I look at it every
freaking
day.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with that is the cops are going to take all of our parking in our parking lot. Not that I care because I ride a bike.
Right.
My coworkers are pissed.
Nice.
What you got there, Greg?
It's 80s show and tell day. Maybe early 90s, possibly.
Can I see that for a second?
I've got a nostalgia lane. So I have that Trek.
The bolt's still there. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I bought this new back in the olden times. I misplaced it for a lot of years, and I have that 950 Trek that has a horrible straight handlebar on it.
Oh,
And I wanted to put the Brahma bars on there, which I still have from back in the olden times as well. But because of all these curvy things, you couldn't get it on to the stock stem. But if you look at the control tech, it's kind of hogged out on the bottom. Just so you can just buttery smooth. Put the look at that.
That's
I used to love
gorgeous.
Brahma bars so much.
I could see that.
I kind of think they're still pretty badass.
Pretty wide for old school bars too.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I'm not. I can't ride. I can't ride 840 millimeter bars or whatever the wide ones are now.
I don't want to.
It's like, whoa, right? Bro, that's wider than my motorcycle, man.
Oh, tree! Bam! I'm on the ground.
Yeah, I did that with like 720s, even hitting trees. So anyway, got a setup. That thing still has the original LX stuff on it. It's barely used. The frame is a little bit nicked up and stuff, but the drivetrain is still good.
It's freaking true temper steel. It's going to last forever.
It's
going to
be great. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to probably sell it because we're kind of poor here at the shop these days. So I'll get that thing out the door. You know who else is poor? You can tell because they're selling bikes at 40 to 50% off again.
Trek?
Kona.
Oh, Kona's hurt. That's just sad.
I'm sure if people are in the bike.
That's not sad. That's poor management.
Oh, well, it's totally dropping the ball and running away from it.
And I rarely say this, but I'm just going to say this right now. Fuck you, Canada, because they're a Canadian company.
Kent, yeah. So Kona went to Sea Otter which is no small expense to get there, set up, and then tore down less than 24 hours later.
Yeah, I saw
And that. Everybody got, you know, kind of the talking to.
They laid off a bunch of staff.
Why would you,
why would you go out there?
Why would you wait an extra day to get them to set it all up than to say, you know, sorry, folks, we're pulling the plug on this thing. Somebody should buy that. Mark Peterson already put a thing out there on Facebook saying, somebody should buy this. It's an iconic mountain bike brand.
Been there for, I sold it. Ahamahama Nuka Nuka Apia Pro.
Poo-poo mama kaka doo-doo.
With disc brakes. One of the very rare ones with disc brakes and glow-in-the-dark lettering.
They were good. They were good bikes.
I regret selling that.
They were always a good value bike.
Yep.
You know what's another good value bike in the shop? Just finished it up today. Steven.
Wait, I think I know this.
Steven wrapped the handlebars for me because I haven't wrapped
Is
bars.
Is it a state bike?
No, it's a freaking Jameis from a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah, it's like got a steel down tube and carbon seat tube and top tube.
What?
It's really cool. It's Joe Schuler's. You know Joe.
Yeah, I do. I didn't know they made that, though.
Yeah, we should go check it out after the show. It's really light for its era, but it's a 47-centimeter frame. Joe's kind of a short guy.
But 47, or rarely do you, well, I suppose 53, I'd say, so yeah, I guess, odd number.
Yeah. But yeah, so that got done. We got rid of the bike-fed bullet went down the road at 32 miles an hour.
Good fucking looking bike.
Yeah, it's super fun, too.
It was fun talking to Jake about it, too, trying to convince him to go with a 7 or 8 speed.
Yeah, it's still a 10 speed for now, but, and it's got a new chain and a new cassette, so that'll get him through the year, but. Awesome stuff. I like that bike. They should get a lot of good cargo hauling use out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of new projects in there. Remember that Schwinn, that World Adventure frame, the aluminum thing that's been floating around forever?
Yeah.
We bought that bike because it had an Alfina 8.
I remember that.
And a dyno front hub and really good brakes and all sorts of stuff. And it was cheaper to buy the whole thing.
Than to buy the parts.
Than to buy the parts.
I remember
that. So we bought it for a project. And then just the frame's been sitting around. So I found some parts. I'm going to take the wheels off Wendy's roll because we're electrifying it. I already have other wheels for that.
Nice.
And I've just been collecting little baubles for it here and there. So that's going to be a good commuter bike. It's actually a really nice frame. It's like 7005 aluminum. It's light.
Is Wendy's electric going to be front or rear?
Front.
I like that approach.
It is going to have a pedal assist because I don't want her to have to manage a throttle. But it will have a, you know, she just wants to ride with Garrett and she can't keep up with him. So.
Well, that definitely will help.
It will give her the incentive to go ride with him some. Yeah, that's what's in the shop. You know what's in Iowa? New bike park coming to Mason City.
Really, no?
Yeah, it looks interesting. It's, you know, we go to that May Day Mayhem thing. It's probably 30 miles further west or something okay. like that. It would be the largest city in north, very northern Iowa. They expect a lot of people to come. They got a big old thing on the TV stations talking about it.
We talked recently about the skate park on the south side, and this weekend, Boom Boom Huck Jam was in town to check it out.
Boom Boom. Tony Hawk. Yeah, he was over at the Turf skate park there, scoping it out. Since we're almost to the end of the hill.
Oh, God, it was a hard climb. It was a hard climb.
JK brought the beer water today, which was awesome choice because we've kind of had a lot of really powerful beers lately.
So instead we're having hams.
The beer refresher.
The beer refreshing. Dot, dot, dot.
It is from the land of sky blue waters.
Lay one on me.
More stuff coming up. Oh, yeah, so May Day Mayhem is next weekend. Weather dependent. Lunds
and registration for the River West 24.
Which is not weather dependent. That'll go on rain or shine.
Tim and Tony, I'm going to hope, will offer to let me sleep in their brewery again.
Did you sleep in there last year?
No, I didn't. I offered.
I met you. Waited out there.
But if they did offer me to sleep in it, I'd probably take advantage of it this year.
With doggies.
If all possible.
Their apartment isn't done upstairs yet.
No, not quite yet, but okay. I think they're anticipating June.
I wish I could find this damn quote. It's driving me insane.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of button pushing.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a good one when I find it.
Short trip.
Did you, Tony, took a look at the Paradigm Green Ink website last week or week before when I was talking about them buying rims and
they're
doing some kind of rim drive situation?
I didn't look at that.
Yeah, they make some interesting stuff if you're into weird e-bike stuff. Seems like there's a bunch of weird bike builders in Montana. I think there was a company called Bigfoot or something that made like a big tricycle or four-wheel fat bike thing.
I do recall that,
like an all-terrain monster truck of a electric bike kind of an idea. There's a link in the show notes. You know what else will be in the show notes? Video of the bike-fed bullet.
Cool. I saw the video already.
Video for this show, which, by the way, Tony discovered. The show on YouTube does have an audio-only version for their podcast feed for some reason.
So you don't want to see me, listen.
Listen to it. Or just put it on, and it'll be a video, but you won't see anything happening. And then there's the video version, which otherwise you wouldn't see these badass Brahma bars and all this kind Oasis kick-ass swag.
This is weird as all get out. I don't want cough syrup that makes me stoned.
I don't
stoned.
Think it's cough syrup.
There we go. I found it.
Oh, God.
When you were saying, good like, don't golly, drop Ms. the Molly. Ball. I didn't want to screw it up because it was a good one. Okay. The movie, Too Big to Fail. It's like, oh, yeah, they dropped the ball. No, they didn't drop the ball. They dropped the ball, kicked the coach in the nuts, and took a crap in the quarterback's mouth. See, well, there's a lot going on there. Yeah, I didn't want to screw it
surprised
up.
Surprised you couldn't find that more quickly.
I am, too. That's what was paining me.
You probably don't have AI activated on your phone
after
yet.
Reading most likely. This kind Oasis Delta 9 Plus.
I see nothing of cough syrup.
Low dosage, fast-acting syrup. Here's the funny part. This size bottle. How many doses do you feel are in this bottle?
4.
10?
21.
Ah.
Give me that.
I'm like,
do you not drink directly from bottle at all?
Barely not. Is that what it says?
Yeah, it's 100. Well, I guess it's 105 milligrams, 5 milligrams per serving.
You want to bet the first ingredient in that entire bottle is sugar?
No, it is. Cane sugar.
Ah, so it's like Mexican Coke.
Mexican Coke has actual cane sugar, not high fructose corn syrup. Half a tablespoon. I don't know. I'm not sure what it's for, but maybe it makes you feel better.
I'm seeing some guy riding his bike around pounding that thing.
It's less than 3% Delta 9 THC, whereas
some
of these other ones, this one is 20 milligrams of Delta 9 THC.
This is 15
per unit. Anyway, that's what you get when you get stuff
this one
from Kind
Oasis. With organic tapioca syrup and then sugar and fruit pectin, which last I checked is also sugar.
Well,
there you go.
I don't know. You know, it's they're dancing that line of can we get away with it kind of stuff.
I'm fine with that. They can do well.
For adult use only, but there you go. All right, everyone. I guess anybody else got anything? Kona bikes, black, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Resto Mod Bikes. I'm working on that page.
I added a couple bikes.
Yes, I have a couple more to add soon, and I hope other people, because now there's a group versus a page. I didn't exactly remember what the difference was, but the difference is you can't post on a page.
But I can post in a group.
You can post on a group as your own thing. On a page, you could comment on something, but you couldn't start your own thread unless I let you in or whatever, but whatever.
Jeez.
It's all the Facebook stuff.
Thanks, Obama. I tell you.
All right, everybody. I guess we'll be here next week again.
Yeah.
Au revoir.